Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Taf Yud Zayin Sif Kotin Dalef that the Kiddush HaChodesh is not the Birkas HaChodesh is not connected to Kiddush HaChodesh because Kiddush HaChodesh is on the Day of HaChodesh and we do it on Shabbos. So it can be. It's only to know when Rosh Chodesh is that people should do Tovim Shabbos. Shabbos, everybody's in Shul. That's why we have Mudia on Shul and we do that. However, the Chashulchan says that we have the minhag to announce the moilad beforehand because we do it as if it was a Kiddush HaChodesh. So that's why we have to know the moilad. So even though it's not, so the question is, if it's not, Kiddush HaChodesh is done on on the day of Kiddush HaChodesh, not the Shabbos before. And the Shabbos is right. So if we are only doing it to be Moidia on Rosh Chodesh will be, why do we do Bedugmas Kiddush HaChodesh that you have to know the word beforehand? And this is even more. Magen Avraham writes that we have a minhag to say standing Kiddush HaChodesh, Birkas HaChodesh, because Kiddush HaChodesh by Beis Din was done by people standing up. And on the spot asks a second, how do you know the Kiddush HaChodesh is done standing up? Just opposite. For the Mishnah is Mashma. That the Mishnah says there are only three dayonim. You go ahead and two, the Sode Chodesh, and they are the Bezdin. Two of them stand up and they become the Eidim, and they bring two outside people to sit and to be part of the Bezdin. Mashma, the Kiddush HaChodesh is not done standing, it's done sitting, because the Bezdin is sitting. So what's the Pshat Magen Avraham? So the Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful tshuva in the Rachaim, Siman Kufman Beis, and he says the following. If you look at it, who says the Kiddush HaChodesh? So we know that the process goes that the Beis Din says Mekudosh, and the call answers Mekudosh, Mekudosh, and then the Rosh Beis Din repeats again Mekudosh. Question is, what's the Kiddush HaChodesh? Is the Amiras a Beis Din, or is the Amiras a Tzibur? So Sarah Moshe says, clearly it's the Amiras a Tzibur. The Amiras a Beis Din is there only to Paskin. To say, okay, now is the time to make Kiddush HaChodesh. But the Kiddush HaChodesh is totally on Klal Yisrael. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. So Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh. So the Mekudesh, Mekudesh is a Lidei Klal Yisrael of Mekadesh. Says the Mishnah, Afkimin Aletzeh, the Machloikis in the Mishnah. What happens if they didn't see the moon in the 30th day? They only saw the moon in the 31st day. So the previous month was a Chodesh Mole, 30 days. And who's the 31st? And you know the 31st, it can't be by default. Do you have to make Kadesh HaChodesh, which is called by default anyway? Machloek is Tanoim. Says Rav Moshe, this all Machloek is Tanoim if Klal Yisrael needs to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. But the Bezdin to Paskin, Zichar Nishi, there's no Psak Bezdin. So there's no Machloek is that there's no Psak Bezdin. The Bezdin doesn't say Mekudesh. The Machloek is, do you need a Kiddush of Klal Yisrael or is Kvar Kiddush Mimela? That is the Shaila. But that's why the call says Mekudesh, Mekudesh twice to show you that the Kiddush HaChodesh is done through the Tzibur, not through the Beis Din. So the Mishnah says that the seating is the Beis Din. The Beis Din sits because the Beis Din is Paskin. In the Beis Din, the Pasuk says, Elokim Nitzah Badaskel, we know that, we learn from Avraham Avinu, that Asimu Lebanecha, that by Parshas Vayera, that Atem Yoshvim, and the Kiddush Baruch Hu stands. So there's a din psak basic that done b'yeshiva. But legabe klal yisod the Mekadesh HaChodesh is like any mitzvah. And any mitzvah lekatchili should do standing. So clearly you have to do standing. Not only that, if they by the Beis Din, out of respect, the Beis Din sits and they stand. So what Magen Avraham says, the Kiddush HaChodesh is done. Birkas HaChodesh standing. Can I get Kiddush HaChodesh done standing? From Kvege says that it's not standing because the Beis Din sits. Says Rav Moshe, the Beis Din sits because the Beis Din is going to pass. The Kiddush HaChodesh is done to klal yisod, which is done by Amida because it's like any mitzvah. And we do Kiddush HaChodesh, again, Birkas HaChodesh, Keneged, what? We do Keneged the Kiddush HaChodesh, that's why we do standing. And the question again, if it's done on Shabbos, it's not Keneged Kiddush HaChodesh. So why do we still standing? And not only that, why do we do standing to show you that Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh HaChodesh? By standing is that the Tzibur stands, to tell that the Tzibur is Mekadesh HaChodesh. Why is that important? So the question is, but Mishnah Berurah is right. If it's Kiddush HaChodesh, it should be on Rosh Chodesh itself. If it's Birkas HaChodesh, it should be Moidia. So then, why do you need to know the Moilot? Why do you need to do it Kidugmas Kiddush HaChodesh? That's the question. If it's Kidugmas Kiddush HaChodesh, it should be on Rosh Chodesh itself. Question number one. Then, if you look at the Nusach, we see Mishosa Nisim Lavoiseinu Vigalus Mavdus Lechiru Zigalus Anu Bekorev Bikabis Dachenu. And why does he Mishnah say this? What does he have to do with Kiddush HaKodesh? And Levush says, and that's quoted during Shilavides Hashem in the Imad Levush and Simatav Kof Aleph. And they don't tell me that the reason we do this is because when the Beis Din, we need the Geula to be Mekadesh or Piriya. So he's saying, we are now Mekadesh on Epi Cheshbon, by this, not by Cheshbon, we are Mekadesh, relying on Hillel Hasheni. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Geula first to Mekadesh HaKodesh. So the Levush, that's not right. Why? Because you know that after the Churban, they were Mekadesh HaKodesh during the Zman of the Tanoim, they were Mekadesh HaKodesh until Abai Verova. So you don't need the Geula. So you should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get us chances to Mekadesh HaKodesh. So the Levush, the Yavit says, no, it's different. Because you know the mitzvah harishoina before the Geula was Kiddush HaKodesh. So you see that the Geula of Klal Yisrael is stolen Kiddush HaKodesh. They needed the HaKodesh as a lachem to get the Geula. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh should bring the Geula. So not that we need the Geula to have Kiddush HaKodesh. That's not true, patently not true. But that we ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should use the same way that by Mitzrayim, the introduction to the Geula was Kiddush HaKodesh. We want this Kiddush HaKodesh to be introduction of each Geula. And the question is, why is Kiddush HaKodesh introduction of each Geula? Not only that, you look at the continuation. It says in the end, Chaverim Kol Yisrael V'Noyim Aramein. What's Chaverim Kol Yisrael have to do with Kiddush HaKodesh? Right? What does it have to do with anything? Why do you say Chaverim Kol Yisrael? Okay. Ligabi says we have to understand the Chiddush HaLevona. We know, Rashi really quotes, it says first, Ashni Amiris HaGedoilim. And then it says, Ashni Amiris HaGedoilim. And then it says, Amoira Godel Ve'amoira Kotten. And the Gemara Kulner asks, first called Gdolim and then called Amora Gold and Amora Cotton. To tell there was such a thing as Kitrug Erech, because Erech said, "In Shnei Melochim Yechuyim Mishtamish Bekeser Echod," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to her, "Lechi Umiyati Esatmech," make yourself smaller, and that's why they were Gdolim and they became Ktani. On that, there is a Gro. The quotes, the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra asks, it's a quote, Gmos Kasha. He says in the pasuk, "Ishnei hamioiras agdoilim," they are called gdoilim, not because they were the same size, because they were gdoilim in relationship to the stars, which are smaller. And then one between the gdoilim, one is bigger, one is smaller. So it's a kasha gemara. First, you call them gdoilim because they're gdoilim in relationship to everything else, and between them was a golden cotton. It says the same story. It says by the children of Ishai. It says the shloish shabon of agdoilim. He had three children, which are the oldest, the oldest. Or the older boys, and between them, one was the oldest, the other one is the youngest. So the Gemara's question. So the going, if you look at it, is not the Gemara's issue, is not that. The Gemara's issue is not because they're called Gdolim, because the Rabbi Nezer is right. Gdolim is what's called in relationship with everything else, is a relative value. It's going to the word Shnei. Shnei, the Chazal always understood that they have to be equal. They said the Shnei Hasirim has to be Shovim, Bekoima, Bemare, Bedomim. Shnei means there is an equality between them. So Melekatchila was Shnei Hameores HaGdoilim, which means that they were equal. And then he says, Amora Godel v'Amora Koten. That's a stira not to the word Gdoilim, it's a stira to the word Shnei. Interestingly enough, this aloha of Shnei, that they have to be equal, is Dafka. We know that by the Sirim in Yom Kippur, the Sir LaZozel and the Sir LaShem. What's the Shaykhs with Sir LaZozel and Sir LaShem to the Sherech? When why the word Shnei is the word that the pasuk is stressing that they have to be equal. Okay, that's the question number two. And the question number three is, what was Miut HaYareach? So the Siyotev wrote a sefer on Miut HaYareach. It's called the Drush HaLevona. It's called Drush Chidushi HaLevona. And it's called the Bibur Harbi Mikore Koish Bamore Chazal HaMofloim Biinem Miut HaYareach from the Toi Siyotev. And he quotes two Zoyars. The first Zoyar is the Zoyar in Shir HaShirim. And I'll read the Zoyar in Shir HaShirim. K'siv ha'ivar elokim shnei ha'mizoyars ha'gdoilim b'mikadmeisa trein nehoirim havum dvukim kechada. Says the Zoyar, what does it mean in the Pasuk when it says shnei? Is that the sun and the moon were connected together. V'yavu b'shikul ha'chada. And therefore they were in one waiting. We'll soon see in a second. Liskare tarvay gdoilim. That's what they were called gdoilim. Kimodikim lav dehavisiyar bekadmai saravi lo. Don't think that the moon in the beginning was like a sun. That's not the case. Ella, the Bechol Zir, the Zira Kayem is Beshim Shabiroz Achada. But the orbits were the same. Whenever the sun appeared, the moon was together in the same orbit. Begine Kach is Kare Be'adik Doilim. That's why they were called Doilim. Not because she was a godel. She was always a moon. Don't think that she was godel, says the Zohar. Only the pshat is that she was attached, connected to the godel. Zanva de Arya, Arya Yihi. The same way that the tail of a lion is a lion. It was a tail, but it was a lion. Ve'are Iskre. Omra Sira Kameku Shabrichu and Moon Seta Kodesh Bohu. I Efsha Lemal Kachar Shta Moshe Bitrin Kitrin. So the Zohar explains, it's not right that Kodesh Bohu should have a king with two crowns, kechada, because you have two crowns here for the king, but the two crowns are really one. And that's not what's right. Ela dobil chodoi v'dobil chodoi, they have to be separate. The moon has to separate itself. Tosion says, here is not that the moon was as big as the sun. That was never the case. There was never light of its own. The moon and the sun, they were connected, and it was not right to have only one orbit. A king should have, like a crown, two orbits. Ela dobil chodoi, so the orbits should be separate, be the orbit of the sun and the orbit of the moon. Omra lachamina boch dravasi diloch lamei v'reish lashualim. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I see that you rather be, instead of being a zonav to an arye, instead of being a tail of a lion, you want to be a head of foxes. Zil v'azigar mech, so that's what you want, that's what you'll be. See, this is what the Mishnah says, you should never want to be a Rosh L'Shualim, you should always want to be a Zev L'Arayus. The Mekor is this, because the moon should have been a Zev L'Arayus. Defargav de tev v'resha l'hoin, even though you're going to be the head of them, is Zaira Islach. You'll be much smaller because of that, because now you're not connected to Kadogol. Islach mikama de havis, you'll be smaller than you were before. V'do I damra sira gili, that's why the pasuk says, "Agil shavan nafshei chatire, ech demshar enog alum bitrin kitrin kechad." Says, "Ech chatire, ech chatar betzalim." How can you go ahead and have two crowns? So, what was the issue? The chidush alevona. The chidush alevona was the kitrug was that she did not want to be in the same orbit of the sun, so her orbit is different. But interestingly enough, what happened to the orbit of the moon? The orbit of the moon is 11 days shorter than the orbit of the sun. Says the Gro, if this is keneged the orbits, that there is this the phasing of 11 days, is keneged aseres hamitshuva, and therefore makes sense that on the 11th day you make kaddish the levona. That's why the levon, the kiddush levon, is done on the 11th day on the yontif of Motzei Yom Kippur. First of all, why did he cause 11 days dephasing the two orbits, and why aseres hamitshuva come to mechaper that? What does he have to do with it? That's Zohar number one. Zohar number two is the Raya Mehemna in Parshas Pinchas. Ube Roshei Chodsheichem. Roshei Chodsheichem. The Zohar is bothered. Why is it called Roshei Chodsheichem, which means in the plural? Kama Roshi Nislach Lisora. How many heads does the moon have? Ela Inun Trein. You realize that in the beginning there were two heads of the moon, which means to say there are two faces of the moon. There is the dark face and the lit face. That's why the two heads of the moon. Kegav Nado, originally it was like this. Nikuda Tato Sira, Trei Roshindla Trei Nikudim Segol. Today, there are two faces, are the two dots above the moon itself, like a segol. Bekadmesa, what was before, Havi Kesel Trei Melochim, was one Nikuda on the two Melochim, on the two sides of the moon, the two faces of the moon. Kegav Nado was a triangle, not a backwards triangle like a segol, and vihu segolta, and that was called segolta. So the chtikun ayarech was that it was a segol backwards, and says that Tosiontev, it was not one of the nikudas. The arech was symbolized by one of the teomim, because we have the segolta. One of the teomim is a segolta, which is a triangle. Well, the boss, the Omer, after she said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now that you don't want to be connected to the sun, you are going to be small. Nachis leragle de tre molochim. You should go to the bottom of the two faces, of the two molochim. Kegov nado, yikam lachsegol. Vehainu segol. Madhavi segolta, ischaz a segol. A segolta became a segol. Vos mitos. And the Tosfos says, l'chol de posh pshat, that's how we understand, that before, because they went into the same orbit, it was always a full moon. Always you had a lit face. Right? Because there was never a case that they were defacing and the Earth is in between. They always went as a full moon around the Earth because both of them went in the same orbit, synchronized. So the chidush was that before that was this moon shining on its two faces. That was like a triangle. But she said, "In shnei melochim yecholim lishtamesh bekeser echad." I don't want to be always dependent on the sun. I want to be independent. That independence causes that there is the dark side of the moon and there is the light side of the moon, and they dictate the moon. So the two faces, instead of the moon shining on the two faces, today the two faces dictate the moon. That you have times which is clear and sometimes which is not, where the moon grows and the moon wanes. And the question is, what does that mean? And how does that connect to the first Zohar? But to explain the union of Miut Ha'ereach is the union of Miut that happened in Ode Bria. Ode Bria is a Zohar and a Keva. We see that the Miut Ha'ereach becomes finished by the Miut of Adam. Adam is Zohar and a Keva together. And the idea of Zohar and a Keva is that there is a Noisen and there is a Mekabel. The moon always represents, as we spoke, the Midas Amalchus, which is Mekabel. She has nothing of its own. She takes the light of the sun and she shines it back. This is the koyach of the female of the Bria, which is Keneged Chava, that in the beginning she was connected to Adam. They were connected as one. Because the Chidush of the Zohar says this, not that the moon was great because she had light of her own. She never had light of her own. But she was connected to the sun. She was bottled to the sun. And the idea is that in the beginning, the Mekabel was completely by his own nature. Didn't have his own independent orbit. He was completely bottled to the Noisen. Because the argosh of all the Mekabelim were that we are here to shine forth Hashem. We are here to be a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have nothing of our own. There is no De'andi, as we spoke before. There is the Shem Adnus, that you bring Dalus to yourself, and that's what we're going to explain in the Shur of, what you call it, of Shmini Atzeres. The Adam wanted to have, he says, that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not Keser HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Keser HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dafke Yishbor HaChoykim Ve'avu, people who think that they are independent. For you to give Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by nature you attach to the orbit. So then, you are giving Rila Keser Melucha. Ve'ishmu rechoikim ve'yavou ve'itnu lecho Keser Melucha. So she wants to have the richuk and the separation and to have this independence that's not connected to the Noisen. That independence is the koyach arash ba'olam that gives you a feeling that you're separate. And that's the number 11. What's number 11? That you have the 10. Which is Keneged Asara Mamoras, the Asar Spheros, which is the totality, and Kibiyoho, there is something outside. Outside the Varechta, Shamaim, Shamaim, Lashem, Peor, Tassal, Vinay Odom, which is ultimately epitomized by Amalek. What's Amalek? Amalek was Metamek Lalushkog Mishka Zohar. What's Mishka Zohar? That the Nekeva is itself a Zohar. That you're Mekaba, but you're independent, you're Noisen also. That you can be a whole kufayt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is 11. That's always the koyach arise, the 11, and always the 11th is that koyach of feeling of independence as if koyach veitzim yadi. Look at the melochas apas. The 10 melochas, as we spoke before, always the shfut between Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Because every melocha, let's say Zriya, you plant, but it grows on its own. There is the Akleta. That's why only the beginning of the melocha Yechayev. Says in Chaschim, the only melocha that everything is bidi Adam. And therefore, if you stop in the middle, you're not chayev, is afia. Afia is the melocha zayul alef. That you create something that you feel that you're independent, you don't need a kodesh bohu. Always the 11. The 11th is the koyachara, which is keneged the mazolos, which is keneged avid zor. This is the whole idea, that's why I had a sar kochvayim. This is what the moon wanted. The moon wanted to create independence, so create 11 days. But because now it's independent of the sun, so then he has ups and downs. Because I've already saw them, it's ups and downs. So now the moon has two faces. Has a face of light, has a face. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no shinui by him because it's Lamala min Azman. So if you're tall in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you never have shinui. Adam is a bit shinui. That's why we know always the kilkul is tall with Bazman because Zman is something that brings. That's why in Adam shinui shod. Maral says always the person oscillates and changes. Mimela, that's the word. When before was a segolta, was koyach of, says the Tziontef, is the koyach and the shoma. the nigunim, the what you call the teomim, is the neshama. And that was the moon shined on its two faces, so it was always lit because it was reflecting the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu equal in the two faces. Now we are dictated by the faces. Because there was the Koyach HaRa and we're independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore today we go ahead and kibyochol we have ups and downs, and that's the really avoida. Kiddush HaChodesh is the aura avoida in this world is to be mesaken the levona, to bring the levona to reconnect to the sun, to bring the levona bimilua. Who was the person who did it? And we'll see in the next year is Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech is called the 15th generation, the Medrash says, which is keneged the 15th day of the moon, which is the moon is mole. That's why the Yomim Toivim is always on the Tezvov. Because Tezvov is that milu yayareach, that is a tamoye, that you realize that you are reflecting the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimela, Kiddush HaChodesh is what brings the Geula, because all the Geula is the tikkun of the milu yayareach, is our realization how much we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are here to be megalehim, to be mechaber the yareach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's why the Kiddush HaChodesh is what brings the Geula. That's why we do Kiddush HaChodesh. And we see Mishos Aditzel Avaisin, Vigolois Abavdus L'Cheiros. This idea that we can break the ani of ourselves and to reconnect the Kodesh Baruch Hu can never be done individually. It's only Klal Yisrael. That's why the Shechin is Kokhnes Yisrael. Because to reflect the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can reflect individually. Only it, all of us together as a subunit, we can reflect the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Taiv Vakishnifrat, to be alone, you are separate from Kodesh Baruch Hu. What brings you to a higher madrega of you connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu is dafka through the tzibur. Or the tzibur, it never breaks that kesher. And therefore, we say to be able to achieve this, we need chaverim kol Yisrael. Mimir is on Shabbos. Because tikkun ha-yareach, what's the message? How can we achieve that? Only with Shabbos. Shabbos is the yareach b'tikkuno. Is when we realize that we're not koich v'etzim yodi, that's why the melachas are asuras, that we realize that Kiddush Baruch Hu is the one and we are just here as Kiddush Shamayim. So the lesson of Kiddush HaChodesh, Bizman HaZeh, when we are choser, we learn from Shabbos. That's why Shabbos and Chodesh are always together. Shabbos v'chodesh, right? Lo Shabbos ayoyim v'lo Chodesh ayoyim. V'dei midi Shabbos b'Shabbatoy, le'o silovu, midi Shabbos b'Shabbatoy, midi Chodesh b'chodeshoy, yov v'kol bosar ishtach v'lifnei Hashem. Because that's the idea. So therefore, the tikkun ha'areach is dafka the kiddush ha'chodesh, which is done to mekadesh dafka on Shabbos. Mimele, something very interesting. When the nekeva connects to the zohar, what does she do? She goes around him seven times by the chasana. Because all the idea of the connection is that your orbit is totally on the sun. So that's why she goes to the zohar and she becomes the orbit. Mimele, Rabbi said something very interesting. Why is there halacha by get? That you can't, that the get is stolen, the husband, and the woman is completely passive on this. It's such an unfair thing that you have the problem of iguna. If you look at the shortage of the word iguna, it comes to the posuk in Rus, halachem teagena, says Rashi, the loshen iguna is loshen ag uga, is loshen circle. Because the word is the liareach, disconnected from the sun, saying, she broke herself away from the orbit of the sun to create her own orbit. The chasene, which brings Adam litikun ha-sholem, I told you, that separated the zohar and the cave, Adam and Chava. Bringing Adam and Chava together is bringing the orbit of the noisin and the mekabel. That's why she goes back into the orbit. The chidush is that she can never, as a tikun to that Kitur Gayareach, she can never break away from that orbit anymore. She can never say in Shnei Melochim. So therefore the get is she's stuck in the circle. Iguna is when she's stuck in the circle, because that's the tikkun of the Kitur Gayareach that broke away from the orbit of the sun. And therefore that's what she becomes. She's a iguna. Iguna, says Rashi, iguna is Meloshim Ag Uga. She is stuck in the circle. In the circle is because this is the tikkun of Chava to the tikkun of the Chet HaYareach, which the Nekeva broke away from the Zohar. Mimela, this is what's called Shnei. Why the word Shnei? Shnei is equal. Because the Chidush is that even though it's a Shnius, even you are separate, you're still connected. You shovim, b'mare, b'kobo, b'domim. The tikkun of the word Shnei, they are shovim. Because that's the tikkun of the Shnaim. the shnayim to bring back to the echod is on the shnayim, all connected. That's why the word shnei hamiyores hagdolim is done. And this is why the shnei represents Yaakov and Esav, because Yaakov is called Kotn Vedal, right? He's the one who has nothing of his own, and he's bottled Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Esav, the ultimate example of Esav, is who? Is Amalek, who is Mishkav Zohar, which is completely separate. So that's why the Shnei Hasidim, which comes to be Merames on that Tikkun of the Shnaim, the polar opposites of these two, is Esav and Yaakov, who are struggling of how the Yareach should be related to the Shemesh. A Shnei completely separate like Esav, or completely bottled like Yaakov. So HaKadosh Baruch indeed allow us to get to the Tikkun HaYareach, because Tikkun HaYareach is according to the Zohar, it means that we'll always be lit. We'll always be there. There'll be no shinuim. The connection is such that we always have the two faces of the moon shining, and the tikkun will be not that the two faces of the moon dictate the moon, but just the opposite. The moon shines on its two faces.